Here's a recipe for success in the jazz world. Take one American musician with a vision. Add some great European artists and a dollop of funding from a foreign government. Now blend. And you get the inspired collaboration of American jazz singer Kurt Elling and the Kluver's Big Band of Denmark. Here's the world's Adeline Sear.
Jazz singer Kurt Elling has 9 Grammy Award nominations to his name. He won one in 2010 for his album, Dedicated to You.
All or nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never would yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all.
Elling's classically trained baritone voice, both smooth and metallic at times, has received much praise, and he's been a star vocalist over the past decade. But he's not just an American phenomenon. Elling has a huge audience all over the world, especially in Europe, from Spain to Denmark. One of his favorite spots, in fact, is in Denmark, the city of Aarhus.
Well, Aarhus is a very lovely town, and it's a very cultural city. I want to say it's been one of the loveliest places that I've been able to visit, and I do about 200 nights a year on the road, and I've been welcomed very warmly in Aarhus, I want to say maybe as many as 6 or 7 times now.
There's a rich jazz culture in Aarhus and all over Denmark. It started in the 1950s when American musicians moved to Copenhagen and recorded there. This is trumpeter and big band leader Thad Jones performing in Denmark in 1969. He had enormous influence on Jens Kluver. Kluver is the leader of the Kluver's Big Band, which has been going strong for 30 years in Aarhus. He still channels Jones's energy to this day.
Having him in Denmark gave, I think, my band this kind of spirit that he represented. He was a fantastic personality.
This is the Kluver's Big Band. What's unique about the Kluver's Big Band is that it's the only state-funded jazz ensemble in Denmark. That's right, state-funded. And Jens Kluver says that gives him a chance to help American artists like Kurt Elling, who've given so much to Denmark.
What I've tried to do with my big band was kind of giving something back, you know, because being funded in Denmark, I could hire these people. And sometimes I could make a new arrangement for them in the big band, arrangements that they can take back home and perform with other big bands.
So yeah. You're actually sponsoring American jazz as well?
Yeah, I can say that clearly. But
he's definitely helped me to pay my rent. On a number of occasions.
But wait, there's more.
The reason why also Kurt Elling can come to Denmark and perform is that a lot of the venues also have support.
You know, it's worked out well, and I think there is a kind of a symbiotic relationship in that way because, you know, growing up, I never expected any kind of help from any governmental body. You know, I've applied for one grant in 20 years of work, and I didn't get it. And I didn't really worry about it because it was like a special event that I wanted to do. But I can always call friends and promoters that I've worked with in the past and work things out with them.
Okay, but when was the last time you heard a Danish jazz band play in the United States? Never.
It's very difficult for a Danish band to go to the United States if they just come and play their own music because nobody would know about it and probably not show up unless you went out to schools or the university or colleges.
Yeah, you need a connection.
Yeah. So I sort of asked Kurt if we could do this together.
So this time it was Kurt Elling's turn to return the favor. The singer just called up a few of his contacts and pitched the Kluver's band with him. It went something like this.
You're going to love these guys. Let's bring them in and you can put my name on the headliner thing if that helps. And then we'll play the nights together. And the Kluver's band will have a great musical experience. The audiences that show up will be surprised and thrilled. And everybody wins, you know. And I'm really grateful to the Danish government and to the Crown Prince, who is the Kluver's sponsor on this tour.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kurt Elling and the Kluver's Big Band brought to you by His Royal Highness Frederick, the Crown Prince of Denmark. Kurt Elling and the Clovers Big Band are performing this week in New York before heading to Washington, D.C. and Boston.
It's a fantastic thing for some of the guys in the band. Almost half of them have never been to the United States before.
For the world, this is Adeline Cie.
Now, Mr. Across the Window hides a line, but nothing hides the color. Electricity so fine, look and try your eyes.
That's going to do it for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.